The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The South Carolina GOP has formally censured U.S. Representative Tom Rice over his vote to impeach President Donald Trump. Here's his response.
The South Carolina Republican Party just thinks that's okay. It's a clear violation of the Constitution. I can't ignore that. I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and that's what my vote was about. And I would do it again tomorrow and the day after that. I know I'm on the right side of this.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Mr. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well for Monday, Joey. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. It is foggy, rainy, and dreary here in the upstate of South Carolina. So you guys met over the weekend. Let's talk about this this censure vote that you took.
Sure. Our state executive committee had its quarterly meeting on Saturday, and what we took up was a resolution which had bubbled up from within Congressman Rice's own congressional district. So you have, you know, I think about eight or nine counties, county party organizations within his district. Those county parties and or the leadership of those county parties have been promoting a resolution. I wanted to, you know, quite frankly, make sure that, you know, what bubbled up eventually came from within his own district. Right. You know, folks obviously in the party around the state have, you know, strong opinions on it as well, but I thought it was more appropriate that it began to come up from within his own district. It did, came to our resolutions committee. They combined several resolutions which came from all across the district and some other places around the state, presented one resolution to the state committee. And it passed, I believe the final vote was 41-0 with two abstentions, I believe. And we had a good bit of conversation about it. And, you know, to let everybody air their opinions, of course, you know, all but one, which were voiced, were strongly in favor of passage, very, very disappointed in what the congressman had done. And, you know, the party has expressed his opinion. He expressed his opinion, and the party expressed its opinion.
Yep. Now, a censure is, I mean, there's nothing that's basically you guys slapping him on the wrist, more or less. But it also sounds like that there's a movement within his district that he's probably going to have some primary opposition next year.
I don't think it's a matter of probably. I think that is firmly baked in the cake at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and even prior to the action that we took on Saturday, I've heard from at least four other potential candidates in that district. And I think you're kind of in the phase right now of kind of what we call the primary before the primary, where, you
right.
know, people begin to jockey a little bit and see who kind of gets the most support from various groups within the party and so forth. And look, let's just be frank about it. Donald Trump, I'm sure, has a list right now with 10 names on it. And that's the folks, Republicans, who actually gave aid and comfort, if you will, to the Democrats in passage of this, you know, sham of an impeachment. And I'm sure he's going to be looking to help candidates run against those individuals in primaries in 22.
Yep, yep. It will be interesting to watch for sure. All right, so speaking of the impeachment, I mean, it looks like that a trial is set to begin next week. Over the weekend, we learned that the South Carolina attorneys, led by Butch Bowers, who were set to defend the president, They have now left his team, and he's appointed some new attorneys. Any comment on that?
I don't know enough or anything, really, to be honest, to comment about it. At this point, I actually had not had a conversation with any of those individuals after they were appointed to begin with, because I'm sure they were all tied up in what they were doing. I don't know if this is just a disagreement about strategy and then, you know, the type of you know, specialization that somebody may need based on what kind of strategy they're going to employ. I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And the reports are that this team that the president wanted them to argue that there was election fraud and that they wanted to approach it from the standpoint that it was unconstitutional to even be having the proceeding. And so they decided to part company. Both sides agreed to that, and he appointed some new attorneys. I think we all agree that you know, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. We know how the vote's going to be. I mean, I think Senator Paul's point of order kind of shows how the vote's going to fall. So why go through the process?
Yeah, because the Democrats want to do this. That's why. They want to waste the time. They're the ones who instigated the process to begin with. They want to do everything they can to throw as, you know, much dirt, if you will, on the president, thinking that they can be rid of Donald Trump. And look, they're whistling past the graveyard. We know that. And he's going to be out there. He's going to continue to advocate for the policies that, you know, helped him succeed in the 16 election and helped our party grow just more than it has in the last 40 years. I know we've seen it here in South Carolina. And he's going to continue to do that. And we've seen some of the results of that growth, you know, here in the past election here in South Carolina, which led to the great success we saw last week in our own state legislature with the state Senate with passage of the heartbeat bill.
Right.
You know, we got a 30-vote majority now in the state Senate. We're able to get that bill passed subcommittee, full committee, and then passed the legislature, passed Democrat obstruction, having enough votes to overcome their filibusters now. And we will be meeting with House leadership today. To set the table to promote that on a fast track through the House with any good fortune, I think we'll probably be able to see the governor sign that into law before the end of next week. I think that is highly possible. And look, this bodes well for a Senate majority which can work together, stand against Democrats, stand together, working with the party, with outside groups to promote good conservative legislation. It bodes well for seeing things like school choice legislation. Yeah. Good Second Amendment legislation, good election reform legislation that you and I have talked about. This is a really, really good development beyond just passage of the heartbeat bill.
Yeah. Well, have you had a chance to talk with anyone as far as that election reform and what we might see in that?
Oh, absolutely. I've sat down with about a half a dozen key House members so far. And several senators to be able to lay out which bills we're talking about here, which members are going to take the lead on which bills, which ones to prioritize first to get through subcommittees and so forth. Actually, this week, I think we'll have that nailed down with House leadership. So we just get on the same page about our priorities, and we know which order we can probably push them through in and be the most successful. But the answer to that is yes, yes, and yes.
Yep, yep. Well, you're right. I mean, it's so encouraging to have seen the state Senate so swiftly pass that bill last week. And look, the South Carolina House passed it last year. So, they'll get it through, and the governor has promised to sign it. And so, you know, that's a big thing. That's a huge accomplishment for us this legislative session.
Well, it's the kind of thing that the grassroots conservatives need to see. They need to see that it matters, that they helped us build this majority in the state House. They need to see it be relevant to the things that they care about, and this is a great first step.
That's a good point to make. Mr. Chairman, always good to catch up with you. We'll look forward to talking you again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good one now.
You too. Have a great week. Be safe.